The official Canadian position has long been that Ottawa is unable to repatriate its citizens because it has no diplomatic presence in Syria and considers it too dangerous to send diplomats in to the Kurdish-run autonomous region. But other G7 nations, including Germany, France, and the United States, have managed to repatriate suspected ISIS nationals and their dependents. Now, Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Mark Garneau says Canada is considering it.
We're looking at it very carefully. It is a complex issue. There are about 50 Canadians there, and some of them are children.
Garneau was speaking at the start of a G7 foreign ministers meeting expected to focus on human rights and the rule of international law. Last month, the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, said it was absolutely essential for Canada and other countries to repatriate their citizens from the camps. Garneau says he will raise the issue with G7 counterparts.
We are looking at how other countries have approached it, yes. I have to say that we have to be concerned about the fact that traveling extremists, in some cases that may be the case, we have to be very cognizant of that before we make final decisions, but we're looking at it.
Garneau says they want more information on backgrounds, but that could be Ottawa dragging its heels. Most of the Canadians have been in custody for years now, and the Syrian Kurds running the prisons and camps say they've already offered to share their intelligence. Margaret Evans, CBC News, London.